Yesterday, the premier said he was considering selling off the province's equity in oil and gas sector, as recommended by the Moya Green report. But the minister seems to disagree, saying equity in and of itself can be a good thing. So I asked the premier, can you please clarify, is your government for or against equity stakes in the offshore?
The Honourable the Minister of Industry, Energy and Technology.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the question from the member opposite. It is a good question, but I'll remind him not to put words in my mouth and confuse what was said between the Premier and myself. And the fact is that you can say both things. The fact is, A, we can consider equity. We have equity projects right now. That's certainly something we can consider. And at the same time, you can obviously consider looking at the valuation of the assets that we have, and does it make sense for us as a government to divest of them? I think it would not be prudent to consider both options. So right now, there's absolutely no decisions that have been made. We've been, obviously considering equity as it relates to Terra Nova. We've made a decision on that, and we do know that there's been conversations in the Green Report, and these are all things we'll take in mind as we move forward with the history of this industry and others. Thank you.
The Honourable, the Leader of the Official Opposition.
So just so I'm clear, the Minister does agree that equity shares are still on the table for future offshore development?
I guess what I could say to be clear to the member opposite is that when it comes to making deals happen, we will always consider anything that will make a project happen to bring work to this province. But as we said before, we will not take a bad deal, we will not participate in giveaways, and we will not do everything at all cost if it is to the detriment of the future of the province. Thank you.
The Honourable, the Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We repeat our request from yesterday. Can the people of the province see the two sets of analysis from the Energy Department and ALCO of whether or not to take an equity stake? Mr. Speaker, let the people see the facts.
The Honourable, the Minister of Industry, Energy and Technology.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would say two things in response to that question. The first one will be all in due time. Right now, this negotiation is still ongoing. Now, we have conveyed our position that there will be no equity. The partners are still looking at it. We've encouraged them. We've talked to them. We're trying to convince them that there is a solution for them to participate in, and that part of that is the $500 million that we have put forward. And again, I do know that the people are interested in this, but I will point out that there's a significant portion of this province that's actually looking at us and questioning why we would even consider equity in this province. They're considering why we would even consider putting $500 million in. So there are people on both sides of it. Again, where we come in is what is in the best interest of this province. Thank you.
The Honourable, the Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I will share that time is running out for the families and workers who work on the Terra Nova and looking to have some livelihood in the future. Yesterday, the minister said the government is ready to step up with help for workers in Terra Nova if Terra Nova closes. When you weigh the cost of the equity investment against what we stand to lose in terms of employment, supply purchases, multiplier spin-offs, royalties, revenues, bailout cash, and the chill effect of our industry, where does the balance really lie? Do you have a thorough analysis to table for taxpayers to see?
Certainly, I don't need a reminder about time is running out here. I've been living with this since the first day I got in the job, and I realize what we are facing here, and I realize what the families of this, this province are facing. I certainly don't need a reminder on that. As it relates to the jobs, I can tell you that's one of the biggest driving factors in this, even considering any of this, was what does it relate to in the indirect spin-offs that come from this, not just the jobs, but what comes out of this. All that's been considered, all that plays a role in the negotiation. We have made our position clear to the companies. We feel that this could be a beneficial deal for them with the money we have put on the table. We feel that the jobs should stay here, but we also believe that these multinational profitable companies, one of which made over $250 million just in the first quarter, we feel that there's more that they can do.